unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, NMR, LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bill Still, and I've known Bill for many years. He's put out some wonderful, wonderful DVDs in the past, which I think have had a profound impact on people's outlook, and this morning we're going to be talking about his work on the Federal Reserve System. Now, you must understand that one of the major stabilizing forces within any nation is the currency. And there is an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the people who control our Federal Reserve System today to destroy the value of our currency and, of course, eventually impoverish the American people. And they're doing this by pouring massive amounts of money into our economy, almost $100 billion every month, actually $85 billion. They're just creating money, putting it into the economy, supposedly to keep, you know, our economy moving, and that's true. If they weren't pouring the money in, the economy would collapse. We would have a very, very difficult time. But there's no instance in all history where you have a fiat money system where that has survived for more than 20 or 30 years. Ours has been going on for well over 40 years now. I'll bet the day of reckoning is coming. Now, one reason we're having Bill with us is he's going to be a speaker at the Conspiracy Conference, and that's going to be held on June the 1st and 2nd in the Santa Clara area. If you want to know more about that, you go to the Internet and Google Conspiracy Con. That's conspiracycon.com. But Bill will be speaking there, and certainly other outstanding speakers on conspiracy. Some of them are pretty far out. Some of them are excellent. But you need to know what everybody is saying, because there is a world conspiracy, and of course this is having an impact today on the very survival of America. But Bill, thank you so very much for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Well, thank you for having me on, Stan, and yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a major problem going on in the world economic system, and it's caused by all money being created out of debt. Of course, my solution is twofold. Number one, the first thing that one has to accomplish is to eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow money, because that just allows politicians to keep their constituents' pockets filled without having to raise taxes. And so it's something that politicians can almost not avoid, unless you, by constitutional amendment, essentially, eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow money at all. And of course, this is the same case with every nation on the planet. Secondly, you have to, lost my train of thought. Secondly, you have to, replace Federal Reserve notes with what I call U.S. notes, which is debt-free government-issued money. Now, you and I have a disagreement here. You claim that that fiat money is a bad thing and that no fiat money system has lasted over 25 or 30 years. And, of course, that's not the case, especially in America. And the only reason that debt-free government-issued money did not survive was because it cuts into the bankers' control not only of the money system but the politics of the nation as well. And so they constantly attack it and try to destroy it. But America was built on debt-free government-issued money. In fact, that's what the American Revolution was all about. The British forced us back onto a gold-only money system, a metallic money system. Of course, America didn't have much gold or silver coin at that point, so we had to experiment with our own homegrown debt-free government-issued money.
Well, you go right ahead with your discussion, because I think that I want people to hear what you have to say. So where are we headed? What's going to happen to America if we continue down the course we're going?
Well, of course, you're absolutely right in that the bankers are flooding, in an attempt to prop up the economy, they're flooding it with money. Unfortunately, the way they're doing it is they're flooding that money into the banker class, into the financial class, and none of it is filtering down to the average American. And this just isn't going to work for very much longer. You know, you cannot have a sustainable, thriving national economy in any nation on earth unless you manufacture most of the products that the average person consumes on a daily basis. And of course, that's what this whole free trade nonsense was all about, to ship overseas all of American manufacturing, primarily to China. And, you know, nations just can't do that. We have to learn that we cannot import most of our manufactured products off of boats. We have to manufacture them internally, or no economy can be called thriving and sustainable. So that's another major problem.
And I think the people have to understand that there really are powerful forces which control our government, which control our media, and consistently lie to the American people. But what this is going to mean is that the people who've saved all of their lives, have a pension fund, have money in the bank, have invested in bonds or whatever it may be, they're going to eventually lose it all because we have an unsound monetary system, and it is being expanded at the rate of $85 billion a month. $40 billion is given to our banks as the so-called buying mortgage bonds, and then the other $45 billion is being given to the Treasury, so they'll have enough money to write Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and welfare and food stamp checks. And if they weren't actually putting that money in there, why, of course, the whole system would collapse. It's probably much more than that. I think that probably our Fed is giving money to other central banks. They can't let the people really know what's going on, though, can they, Bill?
Well, it definitely kills the incentive-driven system. It's a socialist state, and, of course, socialism will never work just because it removes personal incentive. And, you know, no society can survive if people aren't willing to try to work hard, get up in the morning and, try to make a better life for them and their families, and thereby create better conditions in the nation as a whole.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bill Schell right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Is Bill still back on the line?
Yeah, I'm back on the line.
Okay, you go right ahead. Explain to our listeners then what is going to happen. You know, certainly, are we going to have inflation? What's going to happen to their life savings? And certainly, the people who are preparing to retire. What does the future hold for America if we continue our present disastrous course?
Well, it certainly holds a reduction in the freedoms that we've known growing up throughout our history. Our children face a very uncertain future. I just put up a YouTube. I have a series called The Still Report. I have 81 of them up right now. And the latest one, which I put up last night, regards a meeting that was conducted at the Philadelphia Federal Reserve System, which I got the tape for, and I'm analyzing, and it was opened by a gentleman who said that he was the corporate secretary of the Philadelphia Fed. And when he rattles it off right at first, you know, it sounds all very normal and boring, but you know, when you really analyze it, here was a Fed official admitting that the Federal Reserve is not part of the government, that it is a private corporation. And so then he goes on and says, well, one of the responsibilities as part of the Federal Reserve System is to supervise and regulate banks. And as I pointed out, how in the world are you going to have a corporation attack or regulate its major stockholders, namely the banks, because the banks are the only stockholders in the Federal Reserve Corporation? And so it's absolutely ludicrous to say that the Fed is actually going to effectively regulate the banking sector. And that's why we have the problems that we have today. During this conference, a Columbia University professor by the name of Jeffrey Sachs, who I guess is generally known as a far-left economics professor, but just went on a rant about the blatant criminality that's going on in Wall Street right now, because they've so co-opted government that the entire street feels like they can do anything they want and government has no control over them. And that's exactly right. And that's what happens when you have a Federal Reserve Act which grants the money power to a private corporation, whereas the Constitution grants it solely to the discretion of Congress. And they do not mention that Congress has the right to give that power, the most important power of a government, of a sovereign, away to anyone, much less a private corporation. But that's what they did 100 years ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve System. And so it has gradually provided more and more economic power into the hands of this Federal Reserve System, this private corporation. And with that that economic power, they've been able to gradually co-opt our government, co-opt the political function. And, you know, these are supposed to be discrete and separate, and Congress is supposed to be able to be above this type of pressure. But now it's so omnipotent that they can no longer resist. And the Fed and their member banks now control the politics of the nation as well, thereby ensuring that no effective legislation will ever come out of Congress to put an end to this. Unless we, the people, understand the simple facts of what's going on, the problem is not whether we go to a metallic money or a, as you call it, fiat money. That's the question they want us to be consumed by. The question is, who controls the quantity of the money system? It certainly should be, by constitutional order, the Congress of the United States. Article 1, Section 8 clearly states that it is Congress's responsibility to control the value thereof, control the value of money. And they've given that away to the Fed. And so that is the basic problem with the system. And I contend that as long as the government is allowed to borrow anything at all, to incur any form of national debt, then this system will continue, and freedom will continue to erode, and the money, the entire wealth of the nation will be concentrated into fewer and fewer hands, namely the hands of the banker class. And so really that's step number one. We have to not just pay down the national debt, pay off the national debt. We have to eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow forevermore, or else we're never going to retain our freedoms. And this experiment, this thousand-year experiment in how can humankind escape serfdom through self-governance, will be lost forever in a world dictatorship that will be unending. And that's the problem. America has been the greatest expression of humankind's escape from this system of serfdom, and we're about to lose that in this blather of confusion about whether we should have our money be backed by gold or whether it should be backed by fiat and all that. That's not the problem. The problem is who controls the quantity. And right now, it is not we, the people. It is them, the banker class. And that is the central problem.
And what they are doing, I mean, we have gone from about an $800 billion monetary supply up to about over, well over $3 trillion, really, in maybe a decade or so. And basically, the end result is going to be a disaster. And people can't understand what will happen when suddenly the value of our currency is destroyed. But it's happened time and time again. I mean, it's happened repeatedly, whether it be in Germany after the Second World War, or after in Germany after the First World War, or in Argentina, or certainly in Zimbabwe, or happened in France after in the early 1700s and in the late 1700s. And we never teach these things in school. And the average American cannot believe what is going to happen to the value of their life savings. And unfortunately, why most people are going to be impoverished before this is over. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
Well, yeah, but it's not just the value of their life savings. I'm more concerned about the value of our children's earning power going forward. And they're all going to be reduced to nothing less than a state of serfdom. And that's the problem. You know, you mentioned something interesting. The gold money crowd loves to point to Weimar Germany and that, oh, our money is going to be reduced to hyperinflation as seen in Weimar Germany. Well, there's a very interesting story about that. I went and interviewed a German professor when I was doing the filming for my new film, Jekyll Island, which comes out at the end of the month. And he pointed out to me that although Americans love to point to Weimar Germany, did you know that the German government had absolutely nothing to do with that? They were under an armistice treaty, and the control over the quantity of German money was not under the control of the German government. It was under control of an Allied commission, which was formed primarily of the biggest bankers from the UK and the United States. And they were the ones who ordered Germany to print X amount of money, and they were even shorting the German Reichsmark, and that's what led to the hyperinflation problem. This was not a German problem. This is completely an American and UK banker-caused problem, because they were just playing the German money on the market at that time. So it's a major problem when governments cannot control the quantity of their own sovereign money. That is the central problem. And right now, it's a big pull between whether or not we're going to have hyperinflation or hyperdeflation. Right now, I would maintain that there's probably not enough money in the system for the average human being. I mean, I certainly don't have enough money. Whether or not that's, I know you're wondering whether I would cure it just by massively having the government print money. No, I don't think so. But I'm just saying that there's a push and pull right now between a deflationary pressure and an inflationary pressure, and no one knows exactly how it's going to end up. What they're trying to do is to print money from all the major central banks, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, the Chinese Central Bank. And I think their plan is, if they raise all votes together, it won't be quite as obvious what they're doing, because the relative value of the currencies will stay the same, and they'll try to print their way, as you would say, out of this problem. And of course, that's not going to work. This bubble will pop eventually, and I maintain it will probably be with the demise of the euro. And as we saw last Thursday with the election returns in Great Britain, where the UKIP party, even by their leader, was predicted to only get 14% of the vote, and they were saying that that was too optimistic prediction. Well, they got 24% of the vote, because UKIP, their prime feature is Euroscepticism. They want the United Kingdom to pull out of the European Union altogether, because right now 75% of all laws that govern Britain are not made in the British Parliament. It's made by the European Parliament. And so the British are getting rather tired of this over-centralization of power, this oncoming face of the New World Order. And so humanity is trying to push back. And I think we can do so successfully for quite a while into the future. But this is an ongoing struggle for nothing less than the very survival of humankind's love of freedom and national sovereignty that we're seeing right now. This is the leading edge. And whether people can figure the sufficient number of people can figure this out to get mad enough about it is the question. And shows like what you're doing, continually beating on the drum, showing that this over-centralization of power is not a good thing, is really the cornerstone to human freedom at this point.
And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But of course, the whole world is on a paper system. The whole world is being run by central bankers, and people don't understand that. We don't elect them. They run the banks. They certainly run the major corporations. They all interlock. How do we get these great multi-billion-dollar corporations? Why, they borrow the money from the banks, and they establish the corporations. And then, of course, if you look at the interlocking boards of directors, you'll find many of these people who sit on the boards of our major banks, also sit on the boards of our major corporations, all living very, very happily together, the top 1%, fabulously wealthy, and increasingly poverty spreading across our nation, not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the Marxists say, and they're absolutely right. Of course, they don't understand, most Marxists don't understand, that their whole movement is funded by these people to focus our attention on an external enemy, whereas, of course, the real internal enemy is working at the highest levels of our financial system, and they control certainly our politicians. In fact, in America today, we have among the finest politicians that money could buy. Our number is 877-254-7524, but I think William and I both would agree this is going to end in disaster, and most people are going to get really wiped out and impoverished. What can people do today to protect themselves, William?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'm sorry that I can't provide a real excellent answer other than to try to understand what the real problem is. You love to extol the virtues of metallic-based money, and you'll be happy to know that you have had an ally in this regard in the past, and his name was J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan wrote a letter to his brother in 1895, and that letter went as follows: "As a man of sense, I am a gold bug and support a gold bug government and a gold bug society. As a man of the world, I like confusion, anarchy, and war." And, you know, this is typical of the uber-rich folks who feel that they control the financial system of nations and thereby can also control the political system of nations.
Well, they certainly do. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 877-254-7524. We're headed towards Portland.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
And here, our guest this morning is William Still, and our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. William, how can people get in touch with you and get some of the other material you put out and read your material on the Internet and watch your videos?
Well, I have a very robust YouTube channel, which all you have to do is go on YouTube and type into the search box "The Still Report," and you'll see a whole host of my latest reports there. I also have a website, BillStill.com, and we're coming out with our new film, which people can pre-order at the website of Jekyll Island -themovie.com. That's J-E-K-Y 2 L's, L-L, island-themovie.com.
And you had another excellent DVD you put out before. I can still remember it. What was the title of it, and what was it about?
Well, the first one was called The Money Masters. I put that out in 1996, and it's been wildly successful, although not financially successful for me, because it became pirated so frequently. For example, on Google Video, before they shut that down and replaced it with YouTube, The Money Masters had 40 million views. So it's consistently been ranked in the top 25 of most viewed documentaries of all time. Then in 2010, I put out a documentary called The Secret of Oz, which won Best Documentary of 2010 at one international film festival. And so now the new one, which will be out at the end of this month, is called Jekyll Island. And it, you know, this monetary reform movement is really catching on. When I did The Secret of Oz, I could only find one legitimate professor who would be interviewed on camera. Now, I must have 30 interview subjects for the new film. So it's really starting to catch fire, and it just makes sense. I mean, governments cannot continue to borrow their money from bankers so that they will have money. Governments can simply issue their own money. Why would you borrow money when you can create money if all you have to do is control the quantity thereof as per the U.S. Constitution? It just makes sense. We've been led down this obnoxious road where we have to borrow all of our national money from bankers in order to have any money. Who in the heck thought up this system?
Well, it's a very good system for the banks because, of course, money, borrowed money, you have to pay interest on it, and who ends up with the interest? And the difficulty is, of course, as you borrow more and more money, you pay more and more interest, and if you offer more and more programs, you're going to have to borrow more and more money. It took 200 years for America to get $1 trillion in debt. Barack Hussein Obama creates a debt of greater than $1 trillion every year today, and there's no end in sight other than the total collapse of the economic system. Could that really happen?
I was just looking at some of my older still reports on YouTube last night just to see how right or wrong I was. One I did in about this time in 2009, so that'd be 4 years ago, I showed the national debt clock. It was a national debt of $12 trillion. Now it stands at almost $17 trillion. So it's moving right along. And the problem, though, is not so much the interest. Although the interest is significant. Some estimates are that we pay $500 billion per year in interest on the national debt. And, of course, the majority of that national debt is owned by the biggest banks and central banks, both foreign and domestic. But that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the political clout that this lending provides, to where now we had the specter of Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan, last year before the elections, going into a congressional committee wearing presidential cufflinks and kind of picking at them, showing the members of Congress on the podium, you know, who was really the boss. In other words, you know, I control who becomes the next president. And that's just blatant, lawless. And that's exactly what Jeffrey Sachs was talking about. I wish everybody would go on my YouTube channel and see, it was maybe number 78 or 79, where Jeffrey Sachs just ranted about the blatant criminality of Wall Street and how I believe he called the Obama White House just completely compliant to the big bankers. It's just a mess right now that's gotten so far out of control that even major economists now are starting to speak out. And that's really, really hopeful. And, you know, that's typical throughout all of history. These guys get too much power, and they just get arrogant with their power. And so then they have a downfall. So let's hope that's the case, and we can steer people in the correct direction and try to take back not only the money power for each nation worldwide, but the political power as well, to have all nations become sovereign. Because as both you and I know, Stan, the one major feature of the Constitution that runs throughout the entire document, yet is never mentioned in the document, is the separation of powers concept. The founding fathers knew in their wisdom that absolute power would tend to corrupt absolutely were it not broken up and made to be competing against the sub-powers within individual nations. And the separation of powers concept on the international level is the independent power of the nation state, of the sovereign nation state. And so that's why this New World Order concept is so, so damaging, because it breaks down national borders. And you might be able to eliminate warfare that way, but at the cost of the complete loss of human freedom. That's what the British are so upset about now. They are completely out of touch with their governance, because their governance comes from Brussels now. And so when you remove the people from their ability to control their government, bad things are going to happen. And hopefully the people still have enough guts to rise up and stop that.
And see, the average person in England and the average person in Europe doesn't understand this move towards world government. They want a United States of Europe. They want a United States of North America. That is why our borders are open. We're inviting the people to come in from Mexico. And, of course, they want to combine the United States and Canada. Why do you think when you call many of our major corporations, AT&T or whatever it would be, and they say, well, do you want the message in English or in Spanish? Well, because they want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to destroy the integrity of our nation and nations throughout the world. They want a United States of South America.
Yeah, Stan.
Go ahead.
Very interesting. My wife and I went down, took a little trip. We're in Southern California right now doing the editing on my film, Jekyll Island. We took a trip down into Northern Mexico last weekend, and we noticed that there were no bilingual signs when you were actually in Mexico. Everything was in Spanish.
Sure. Well, of course, the thing is that it's simply America is the target, because, of course, and the American people have no idea, of course, what's really going on, that our leaders have an entirely different agenda. They want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to destroy our integrity here as a nation. They want to destroy our religious integrity. They want to destroy our culture. And they're well along the way to doing it, and the average individual doesn't understand. The media is totally controlled and manipulating and creating our reality. We'll be back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets, and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Still, and I guess I've known William for the better part of 20 years, and he's been on the front lines of this battle to try to educate the American people about what's going on. And, of course, we just want to live our lives and be left alone. Unfortunately, they're not going to allow us to do that. There are a small group of people who have an agenda. They want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, which they control, a one-world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They have an intense hatred for Christianity. And eventually, of course, they will install their world leader. They believe, of course, we can have world peace through world law. And how do we get to world peace? Why, we have a series of wars, and that's exactly what you're doing. You create wars to create peace. It's all illogical. But then most of what's going on is illogical. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for William, well, William, what's going to happen is you've been watching this as I have for many years, and you've dedicated your life to trying to prevent the disaster from overtaking our nation. What do you see happening in the coming months, coming years?
Well, it's indeterminate, Stan. The battle is raging, and, you know, as a Christian myself, I see it basically and most importantly in Christian terms, and that is, as long as the power of the Holy Spirit is present here on earth, we're going to be able to hold off the evil day. And so even though we don't have the money they have, we don't have the political connections, but somehow, some way, your message, my message, is getting out into the people, into the hearts and minds of the people who do see this nation as the bulwark of world freedom. And that's what these bad guys are after anyway. It's not just the money they're after. They're basically mad from the time of 1776 when the U.S. broke away from their system and formed a very bad example for the rest of the world. That's why everybody all across the world would love to come to America. Not everybody, but a significant proportion would love to come to America because they realize that this is the bedrock of human freedom. This is the place where humanity has, to the greatest degree, escaped the clutches of the money masters, escaped the clutches of serfdom. And, you know, it's still a very open question as to whether America's going to fail, and ultimately we're going to sink back into the sea of serfdom, as so many attempts in the past have done. And I believe that the absolute key, the most important place where we can put pressure, is to eliminate the ability of the federal government to borrow money. That's the most important starting place, and it's something that the average person can't understand. I wrote a book called No More National Debt, which I published last year, and that's why I titled it that way. This is the most important button that the average person can push because they can understand it. Yeah, we don't need a debt money system. We don't need a national debt. That's ridiculous. We could pay off the national debt with quarters because quarters aren't Federal Reserve notes. They're actual the correct form of money issued from the Treasury of the United States without debt. So, you know, and you mentioned that, you know, the ingredient to world peace they're pushing, you know, their solution to end warfare is, of course, if you just end this nasty old concept of national sovereignty. And that's why people love their national sovereignty. They love their nation states because they don't trust
transnational groups, and they're absolutely right in doing so. There should be no significant power block above the nation state. I mean, sure, you need international cooperation for certain things, you know, that involve, that you just can't do from a national perspective, but giving power to a transnational organization should be done only after the greatest amount of scrutiny and debate, and it shouldn't be the automatic default that we're all moving to. So I'm all for national sovereignty. I'm all for nations returning to their sovereign money systems and to get out of these transnational organizations altogether. And I'm sure you and I would agree 100% on that. This New World Order is nothing but a giant lie that you can improve humanity by just having one giant world government. It's a lie. It's not going to work. And I don't think it's actually going to happen until the very end of times.
Well, we can see the end result of this over in Europe. Well, the people there didn't want a United States of Europe. They were told we're not going to have a United States of Europe. We're not looking for European government. We just want to be able to work the various national governments there, you know, more efficiently. But we're going to maintain the sovereign states. And, of course, they were lying. They always lie, ladies and gentlemen. They were lying when they said, we just want a common currency. It'll make it so much easier. Well, we're not going to take away your national sovereignty. And they were lying. And Europe is in a state of crisis today. And certainly, you're talking about 27% unemployment in Greece, 50% unemployment for the young people in Greece. They're having to cut back, or they're having to lay off government jobs. People are losing their homes. Certainly, the whole economy of Europe is collapsing because they've turned away with national sovereignty. And that's what they want to do away with America right now. Of course, America is the major driving force behind this world government. We've been taken over. I believe we were taken over a long time ago. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bill?
Well, I would disagree. I think the battle is ongoing. So certainly right now, they have consolidated their power to an unprecedented extent. But no place in the world has fought the debt money system, has fought the large bankers more ferociously and more successfully than here in the United States. And that's only to be expected because we are literally the bulwark of freedom, the bulwark of humankind's experiment in breaking free of the tyranny of the serfdom system of the landed gentry of England. And so, you know, this is an ongoing battle, Stan. We have not lost this yet, and we should never, ever, ever give a hopeless message that it's already over, they already control everything. It's just not the case. The battle is ongoing. The battle is raging, and you can understand what's going on. You can effectively play a role that turns this thing back.
God bless, Bill. Thanks very much. Remember, Bill Still is going to be talking at the Conspiracy Conference, June 1st, June 2nd. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and remember, there's going to be the Conspiracy Conference on the 1st and 2nd of June. If you're in a position to get here, they're usually very excellent programs. I'll be there, certainly. I'm not speaking, but I'll have a table. We'll be there both days, Saturday and Sunday. Conspiracy Conference, if you need more information, just look it up on the Internet at conspiracycon.com or Conspiracy Conference at June 1st, June 2nd in Santa Clara. Well, this is the time I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, you can get the various products that we have. We have books, as you know. We have videos. We have four CD sets. We certainly carry Miracle-2 soap products. And we have a line of health products. We have a line of spices. All of these things we sell are basically because they help to finance us and because we use them ourselves. We think that they're excellent. Certainly the health products are so vitally important. You need certainly to have vitamins and minerals and even some of the herbal products, things like curcumin, vitally important for your health. It's a flavonoid. And these things help to maintain the stability of your body. And we are subject to so many poisons. They're poisoning us with metals all the time. They're poisoning the air with aluminum. They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're certainly poisoning our food with aspartame and other things. They're poisoning our vaccines with metals. They know exactly what they're doing. And then they, of course, viciously attack anybody who mentions this as being certainly paranoid. No, you're but only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. If you want to know what they're doing to the air, you need to get our CD set on geoengineering, our DVD on geoengineering. We have a couple of four tape sets on chemtrails, but the four CD sets on geoengineering and the DVD on geoengineering, vitally important to know what they're doing as far as the air is concerned. My talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda, and excellent syllabus with that, will point out that the danger. They know what they're doing with the water fluoridation, how it impacts on fertility because they want to cut down on fertility, how certainly it increases the incidence of hip fractures in the elderly, but it's also carcinogenic because this is the reason we have so much cancer in America, much more than in the other developed countries. Because they're actually promoting cancer. They want to destroy our population. They want to kill off the population. If you haven't read my material on population control, why, you can get my talk on population control, our 4-CD set on population control, or simply you can go to my website or up on the Internet and get the population control agenda. That's it, population control agenda. You can use my name or not. But it's the best thing that's available, and most people find it so difficult to believe. Anyone could want to promote cancer, and yet that's exactly what it's doing, and that's why effective cancer treatments are being effectively suppressed today. Well, if you'd like to get our material, our numbers, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can get our list of all the various products we have. You can read our essays. You can watch our DVDs. Listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. As you know, we do 5 hours a day. But you need to know what's going on. We're moving into war, moving into a crisis situation. Pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision protection. Until tomorrow, the Lord be with you.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19.